Glad you are with me today. It's 31 minutes after the hour, and as we're looking at the midterms coming up, and the whole voting process can be complicated and scary, but bottom line, we got to vote. That's the most important thing, is to get ready to vote, get informed, and then vote. My guest on the studio line, Jason Yates and Audria Decker, are from My Faith Votes. It is a nonpartisan movement focused on motivating Christians in America to participate in local and domestic elections. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
You bet. So glad to have you on. Now, as we're getting so close to the midterms, I want to just start talking about the work you do to engage really the younger Christians to vote. Maybe, Jason, I can start with you.
Sure, Bill. First, let me just say that people don't realize this. And we know that the Senate races and the House races are happening this year, and that's a lot of influence that we have an opportunity to bring with our votes. But there are 70,000 elections happening across the country in November, so an incredible opportunity for us. And so My Faith Votes wants to motivate and inspire Christians to vote in every election, all the way down to school boards. And we want to encourage everyone to do three things: pray, think, and vote. So when we say pray, pray about our nation, pray for our leaders, but pray about our votes. Bring that before God. Seek Him in your decisions. And then when we say think biblically about the issues, and then go to the polls and vote. And so we're committed to do that, and we've come up with a great campaign. Actually, Audria is the one who's spearheaded it and come up with the entire concept, but a campaign to colleges, Christian colleges and universities, focus on that very same thing called Because I Care.
Really nice. Now, Audria, you started a nonprofit when you were just 16. So, way to go.
That's right.
That's kind of ambitious.
Well, you know, I recognize that a lot in my generation are not involved in the political process. You know, just this past Sunday, I was out with some friends after church, fellow millennials, and one of them asked what I did, and I said I helped others in our generation get ready to vote, and she responded with, you know, that's not really my thing. And unfortunately, that is the answer we hear over and over again among Christians in the next generation. Politics isn't really my thing, and we recognize politics isn't really anyone's thing.
Yeah.
But what is hearing about the issues that affect our communities and our lives and the lives of millions of people across the country. And so we launched a campaign called Because I Care, really telling the next generation, you don't have to care about politics or a particular party or a particular candidate, but what you do need to care about is biblical values lived out in every area of our lives, including the political process, and bringing those proven biblical principles into the public square and into the voting booth.
Wow, I'm still stuck that this, you know, friend of yours said that it's not really my thing. Now, I agree that politics can be very annoying, but the fact that we need to be participating as believers in the voting process is that should be a no-brainer for all of us.
Right, it's really important.
Yeah. So now let's talk about you've got about 100 colleges participating in the Because I Care campaign.
That's correct. We have over 100 Christian universities and Bible colleges across the country who are using our materials on their campus just to help their students register, request their absentee ballots, and get ready to vote.
Yeah. Now, Audria, what do you think when you hear about what Taylor Swift did the other day, where she endorsed a candidate and she encouraged 65,000 people to go ahead and register to vote?
Well, I will say in this political climate that we're living in, we certainly have many that are involved in the political issues. But I will still say that overwhelmingly, it's a minority. It's not everyone in the millennial generation, and it's not everyone in the church. And so we still have millions of Christians and millions of Christian millennials that are apathetic and that are sitting on the sidelines. And we know historically that in midterm elections, the participation and the voting turnout is even lower than in presidential election cycles. And as Jason pointed out, we simply can't have that happen. We shouldn't be able to pick and choose what elections we want to participate in. We are calling Christians to be involved in every election, from the local level all the way to the federal level. And it's important for Christians to realize the incredible influence that we can bring to the table, and that's what we want the next generation to know.
Mm-hmm. So do you provide tools, voter assistance tools, and what's included in your services and your initiatives?
Well, what I would say, Bill, is from My Faith Votes, we have an incredible set of resources within our Voting Assistance Center. So everything from key dates around when you need to register. By the way, I'm in Texas, and today's the last day to register. So we're offering people just to get informed around those key dates so they know what makes them eligible and what they need to do to get to the polls appropriately. We also have voting guides and full ballots. And the voting guides are just simply it's not recommending any particular candidate. It's simply helping people understand for every candidate where they stand on key issues that are important, from abortion to gun rights to economic policies, et cetera. And so we have a wealth of information on our My Faith Votes website. That's myfaithvotes.org.
So, Jason, the political landscape could have been dramatically different over the last 20 years if Christians would have voted. Fair?
I think that's really fair. When you look at the average number of or the average difference in the especially the presidential elections, the average difference in the votes, it's been 10 million votes or less over the past, you know, 6-7 elections. And so Christians absolutely had the opportunity to make a huge difference in every single one of those elections.
So maybe one of you would just remind my listeners about the significance of Christians getting out and voting, and what does it mean when you go into the voting booth to vote your values?
Andrea, do you want to take that
sure,
on?
Sure. I will just say that we really believe that as Christians, we have a responsibility to bring biblical values into every aspect of our lives. And there's a really important aspect that is going into the voting booth and recognizing that we have a unique ability in America to select and elect our leaders, that many countries across the world would love to have the duty and the privilege that we have every 2 and every 4 years, and sometimes more frequently in local elections. And as Christians, we have an important role to play. And many times we look at the federal level, and Christians might simply shy away from the process because they don't want to be political. But when they do that, they really are stepping away from an opportunity that they have, that God has given them, to bring biblical values into the public square. And so we believe that on a local level, in local school boards and judicial appointments and state legislators, all the way up to your representatives in Washington, D.C., and of course the presidency, Christians have an important role, an important voice to play for the issues that are dear to our faith and important in the public square. And so we really believe that the Christians need to be bold, and we need to be bold with bringing our biblical values to the public square.
Great answer. So how do you find students on Christian campuses to be politically? Are they as polarized as secular campuses, do you know, or is it representative of what is going on in America today, or do they seem to collectively lean more one direction than the other?
That's a great question. You know, overwhelmingly, of course, we're working on campuses in all different states across the country, and so the dynamics of each campus and of every state is different. But I would say overwhelmingly, we're working with students who love Jesus. and they are dedicated Christians who are simply uninvolved in the political process. And I think in a lot of ways, the church has shied away from talking about the importance of bringing your faith into the ballot box. And so we have a new generation that is coming up on college campuses, and they just simply haven't heard yet the important message that their faith speaks to every area of life. And so the first step is really making that connection for Christian millennials and Christian young people, that there's a connection between your faith and your vote. And both of those things matter, and realizing that for the issues that matter, like life and religious liberty and care and compassion for those in need and those in our communities, we need to be involved in the political process. And so overwhelmingly, we have students that are not political, but they're strong believers. And when they understand the connection between their faith and the political process, they become engaged. And that's what's really exciting, because they're not just engaged while they're attending college, but they'll be engaged as young professionals and long after that as well.
Are college students today on Christian campuses that you're visiting, are they readily vocal about their desire or interest in voting? Or is it something that they find kind of to be an awkward conversation?
Unfortunately, I think it's an awkward conversation today on many campuses. Students don't want to be divisive, and they're not exactly sure how their vote can simply just be that, just their vote. They don't want to be partisan. And really, as Christians, we shouldn't be partisan, right? We are to bring biblical values to the polls, not the values of one political party over the other. And so that's what we try to communicate to millennials. Hey, we're not asking you to pick a political party or to endorse a candidate. We're asking you to stand on your faith in the public square, in the voting booth. And really, that's a fresh message that the millennials and college students don't hear. They're certainly not going to hear that from the media or on their social media feeds. And so overwhelmingly, we've gotten an incredible response from students saying, you're right, my faith does have something important to say, and I need to be bold with that. And the fact that this isn't a partisan thing, this is my responsibility in the American process, and this is my biblical responsibility to have a voice on the issues.
So, Audra, am I hearing that when the topic comes up, there isn't necessarily a lot of pushback on this from students?
That's right. I would say overwhelmingly there's not.
That makes me happy.
Jason, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably more, Bill, that there are hesitation from administration. And it's similar to what we see in churches as well. And I think it's just that fear at the top of the house of creating more division, to injecting something into the environment in the culture, whether it's a church or whether it's a university, that would appear to be political and partisan. What Audria has done with the Because I Care campaign is just fabulous, because it is clearly nonpartisan, it is clearly faith-based, and it just simply asks people to bring their faith forward, because it does have something essential to offer.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I care about my job, I have to take a break here. But when I come back, I will continue my conversation with Jason Yates and Audria Decker. And this is an interesting conversation that we're having about voting and how important it is to get out and vote as Christians. And if you would like to participate, ask a question, I'd love for you to do so. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Otherwise, I'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. It's 13 minutes until the top of the hour. I have Jason Yates and Audria Decker on the line, and we are talking about voting. And I'm going to try to squeeze as many questions as I can in this time we have remaining. So let me just throw out a pool of questions, and you guys can just go after them like piranha, all right?
Sounds good.
Yeah. So does God expect us to vote? Does God expect us to be patriotic? And how should a Christian view politics? Have at it.
I would say, number one, God does expect us to be good stewards of what we've been given. And so when I think about Galatians 6:10 says that as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. And so as I think about that verse, I think I can apply that to voting, because voting is an opportunity that we've been given, an opportunity to weigh in and bring the values of our faith into the voting booth. And so I would say, yes, God would like to see us do that, and to be faithful and good stewards of what we've been given. So now, does he expect us to be patriotic? We belong to a kingdom that's not of this earth. Now, is it bad to be patriotic? Absolutely not. Does he expect us to be patriotic to the U.S.? I don't think so. I mean, we claim a kingdom different than the one we live in here on this earth. But I don't think there's any reason why we can't be patriotic and feel proud of the country that we live in.
Mm-hmm. Well done. Good answers. Audrey, you want to jump in?
No, I think Jason said it well. I believe that we are to be good stewards of what we've been given. And in America, we've been given so much. We have the right to vote. And many countries across the world, as I said, just don't have that right. And so with that, privilege does come a responsibility to be good stewards with the amazing freedom that God has entrusted us here in America.
All right. What do we do when there's really no clear Christian candidate?
That's always a tough one.
Yeah.
What I would say is, just because there isn't a clear Christian candidate, it doesn't mean that we should step out and not involve ourselves. I think, as we all know, we're all sinners. Every single person on the ballot is a flawed candidate, and so we need to do the best with what we have, and really look for the most good we can do with that opportunity that we have. And so I would encourage everyone, you know, as you consider the candidates that are there, you know, take out a piece of paper, lay out, here's the issues, here's what one candidate says, here's what another candidate says, and as much as possible, here is what the Bible says, and figure out who lines up the best with what the Bible says and go in that direction. Now, I've heard some say that there reaches a point where, you know, you just come to a place where you literally cannot pull the lever for either one of the candidates if there's a couple on the ballot. Then find a third, but participate in the process and make your voice heard.
I love it. So let me just give you some fake complaining, all right? All right, here's some fake complaining. I don't know, my vote's just one vote. It's not going to count. Or how about, I am so sick of this whole political process. The whole thing stinks. I just want to get away from it. Or I am way too busy. You know my schedule. I've got volleyball on Tuesday night. And I do not have time to get informed, so I probably just won't vote.
Those are some great objections to voting. We have certainly heard them all. Jason and I can tell you that we have heard them. Well, the first one, we've taken care of for you. My faith vote has taken care of for you. If you're too busy to vote, or you think you're too busy to vote, we have made it very easy with our voting assistance center, where you can go to one place at myfaithvotes.org and do all your research right there to get ready to vote. We've made it easy so that it doesn't have to be some hard, complicated process. So the idea that you don't have enough time is simply not a good excuse when you look at the fact, as Jason has already said, that we're supposed to be stewards of what God has given us. And voting is really easy. We've got the internet. You can quickly, easily research the candidates, know exactly what's on your ballot. We've got amazing tools that help people figure that out and do that quickly and easily. So there should be no reason to say that you can't vote because you don't have enough time. The argument of people saying that maybe their vote doesn't matter or doesn't make a difference is a very real objection, and we get that a lot by young people saying, does my vote really make a difference? And it certainly does. There's examples throughout history of elections that came down to just one or two votes. There were some elections even a couple years ago in Virginia that came down to just one or two votes. It does matter, but beyond that, we don't vote because necessarily we think we're always going to affect the outcome, but we vote because that's what we're called to do. We have the ability to bring biblical values to the important issues that are facing our community and our nation. You know, when I look around, our communities and our country are asking important questions, and they're difficult questions, and they're not ones as Christians that we don't know the answers to. We have biblical principles that apply to the tough issues that our country is facing, and as believers, we need to bring those solutions to the light, and we need to bring those into the public square. And so we have that responsibility as Christians, and the outcome isn't up to us. It's up to God, but we're to do our part as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to make one last addition to that. Your last question there, Bill, was, you know, about volleyball and other things happening probably on Election Day. Well, we also do, as part of our ballot tool, have a tool to make a plan to vote. And it includes a whole process of, you know, scheduling that on your calendar. And today, most every state allows you to vote early. So I think you can schedule around it and make a plan to vote.
Yeah, you don't know how busy I am. But no, I completely agree. Now, we just have about 3 minutes left, so I'm going to ask a couple more quick questions. I have a couple callers. Renee called in from Minneapolis and said that she belongs to a small church starting a class next month for young adults. Does your website have resources or anything that we could download to encourage them to go and vote? Tell the web address again.
Certainly. People can go to – oh, go ahead, Jason.
No, you go – take it.
Don't fight.
People can go to myfaithvotes.org. And you can go to the Voting Assistance Center, and you will see lots of voting materials. And certainly, if you have young adults, we can direct you there as well on the MyFaithVote.org website.
Awesome. Another listener, Becky from Howard Lake, said, we can vote for judges here in Minnesota, but where do you go for more information on them?
That really is the toughest one to handle. And I don't have a great response to you. If a judge does have a website, then we are capturing information about them from mm-hmm. what they put on their website. But judges don't want to tip their hat one way or the other, and so there's very little information. And that's a huge opportunity in this country to bring greater awareness around how judges stand and how we can help people vote one way or the other around them. So I wish I had a better answer.
That's okay. Speaking of judges, how does the recent confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh confirmation, how is that going to affect the midterms?
Well, hopefully hopefully it encourages Christians to get out and vote. I mean, these appointments have great significance for the issues that are important to our faith, and so it should remind us that it's important for us to vote in every election.
That's great.
It certainly sparked a lot of interest and motivation, I would say, on both sides. So I think we will see very high turnout relative to history for midterm elections.
Mm-hmm. And how should we be praying for this upcoming election? And if we're going to get specific, what would we specifically be praying for?
Well, I think, you know, not too many people will actually pray about their votes. We pray for our nation. We might pray for our leaders. But do we actually bring our vote and bring our ballot and lay it in front of us and ask God to lead and guide us in how we vote? And so to reveal his heart first and foremost as we make our decisions. And so in the least, I would encourage your listeners to do that. And and be earnest about that and not simply throw up a short prayer on their way to the polling booth, but spend some time ahead of time praying over it and asking God to help them make the best decision.
Mm-hmm. Let's just review the websites where the viewer, our listeners, my listeners can go again one more time.
So My Faith Votes is myfaithvotes.org.
Okay. Okay. And that's the place to go. That's one-stop shopping for all the information that we just talked about.
It sure is.
Awesome.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Has this been stressful?
No, this is not stressful. I appreciate
okay. All right. Thanks for being on the show today, Jason Yates and Audrey Decker from My Faith Votes. We'll take a short break and be back with more in just a minute.